Beloved, have you ever considered how wisdom can transform our lives and our relationships? It's fascinating but counterintuitive to realize that true wisdom often emerges from our interactions with others, not just from solitary reflection. Today, let's explore how we can cultivate and share this divine wisdom through friendships and counsel, based on the powerful truth of Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. The promise is simple and wonderful. Our lives can be transformed by the wisdom we share with each other. Stay with us until the end and discover how these eternal principles can renew your relationships and bring peace to your heart. The Bible teaches us that true friendship is one of the greatest gifts we can receive. In Proverbs 27:17, we read, "Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." This verse reveals the beauty of human relationships, where two people in a genuine relationship help each other grow and become wiser. Friendship offers an environment where we can be ourselves, share our joys and sorrows, and receive counsel that shapes our character and enhances our understanding of life. A true friend not only supports us in difficult times, but also challenges us to be better. Wisdom is cultivated when we allow our friends to speak truth into our lives, even when it's hard to hear. Through honest and transparent conversations, we're refined and prepared to face adversities with a stronger heart and a clearer mind. Biblical friendship is based on mutual love and respect. It is in this safe space that we can share our deepest thoughts and struggles, knowing we'll be heard and understood. As we open up to these relationships, we experience the true wisdom that comes from godly counsel and sincere fellowship. Counsel has incredible power in our lives, especially when it comes from a trustworthy and godly source. Proverbs is filled with guidance on the importance of seeking and giving wise counsel. Chapter 27, verse 9 says, "Oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel." This verse reminds us that wise counsel can bring joy and clarity in times of doubt and uncertainty. Counsel is not just words, it is acts of love that can change the course of our lives. When we seek counsel from friends with hearts turned toward God, we find guidance that draws us closer to His will. These wise words help us make decisions that reflect divine wisdom and live according to His precepts. To be good counselors, we need to listen more than we speak. The Bible teaches us to be quick to listen and slow to speak, James 1:19. By listening attentively to our friends, we can offer counsel that truly resonates with their needs and helps guide them on their spiritual journeys. In this way, we become instruments of God, bringing clarity and direction to those around us. Healthy relationships are the fertile ground where wisdom can flourish. In Ephesians 4:2-3, we are exhorted to be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. These verses show us that humility, patience, and love are essential for cultivating relationships that reflect God's wisdom. When we cultivate healthy relationships, we create an environment where wisdom can be shared freely. This means being present for others, offering our time and attention genuinely. Wisdom is not imposed. It is offered through acts of kindness and words of encouragement. It is through these gestures that we build bridges of trust and understanding. Furthermore, we must be willing to learn from others. Every person we meet has something to teach us, and when we open ourselves to these lessons, we enrich our own lives. By valuing and honoring the perspectives and experiences of others, We allow divine wisdom to permeate our relationships and guide us in all our interactions. Scripture is the solid foundation upon which we can build lasting and wise friendships. In 2 Timothy 3:16-17, we read, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." This verse reminds us that God's Word is the supreme source of wisdom that we should share in our friendships. When our conversations and counsel are grounded in Scripture, we offer our friends guidance that is infallible and eternal. The Bible provides us with examples of godly friendships, such as David and Jonathan, which can inspire and guide us in our own relationships. By applying biblical principles in our interactions, we help our friends grow spiritually and draw closer to God. Moreover, prayer is a vital part of Scripture-centered friendships. Praying together strengthens our bonds and connects us more deeply to God. By interceding for our friends, we demonstrate love and care, trusting that God will hear our pleas and respond according to His will. These spiritual practices enrich our friendships and help us live according to divine wisdom. Forgiveness is an essential component of maintaining healthy and wise relationships. In Colossians 3:13, we are instructed to bear with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. This verse reminds us that just as we have received God's forgiveness, we must extend the same forgiveness to our friends. Forgiving is not easy, but it is necessary for the health of any relationship. Holding on to grudges and resentments hinders growth and wisdom. When we forgive, we release God's power to heal our hearts and restore our friendships. Forgiveness allows us to move forward, free from the weight of bitterness and filled with the peace of Christ. Furthermore, forgiveness is a powerful testimony of God's love in our lives. When we show grace to our friends, we reflect the character of Christ and create an environment where wisdom and understanding can flourish. Forgiveness opens doors for honest conversations and deeper spiritual growth, allowing our relationships to be renewed and strengthened by God's love. Serving others is a practical expression of biblical wisdom. Jesus called us to love and serve one another, just as He loved and served us. In Mark 10:45, Jesus says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." This verse challenges us to follow Christ's example, serving with humility and compassion. Serving others allows us to apply God's wisdom in concrete actions. By caring for those in need, offering our time and resources, and showing kindness in our daily interactions, we demonstrate the wisdom of God's love in our lives. Service transforms not only those who are helped, but also those who help, bringing a deeper understanding of God's grace and mercy. Moreover, serving others strengthens our communities and builds bonds of friendship based on love and mutual respect. When we serve together, we share experiences that enrich our lives and bring us closer to one another. These actions create an environment where divine wisdom can be lived and shared, making our communities stronger and more united. Effective communication is essential for healthy and wise relationships. In James 1:19, we are advised, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger." This verse reminds us of the importance of listening attentively before responding, promoting understanding and peace in our interactions. When we strive to truly understand others, we show respect and empathy. Wisdom in communication involves more than just words. It includes our attitude and willingness to listen. By being quick to hear and slow to speak, we foster an environment where wisdom and understanding can grow. This approach helps us to respond thoughtfully and lovingly, reflecting God's wisdom in our words and actions. Additionally, wise communication requires patience and a calm spirit. Anger and haste can lead to misunderstandings and hurt feelings. By practicing patience and maintaining a peaceful demeanor, we create space for open and honest dialogue. This not only strengthens our relationships, but also allows us to share and receive God's wisdom more effectively. As we reflect on the wisdom found in healthy relationships, we're reminded of the transformative power of friendship, counsel, forgiveness, service, and communication. Each of these elements, rooted in biblical principles, enriches our lives and draws us closer to God. By cultivating these aspects in our relationships, we open ourselves to the divine wisdom that guides and sustains us. Let us strive to build friendships that sharpen and refine us, offering and receiving counsel that leads us on the path of righteousness. May we practice forgiveness, reflecting God's grace in our interactions, and serve others with the humility and love of Christ. As we communicate with patience and understanding, we create a space where God's wisdom can flourish. Finally, let us remember that we are called to be instruments of God's wisdom in the world. Through our relationships, we have the opportunity to demonstrate His love and truth, bringing light and hope to those around us. May our lives be a testament to the power of godly wisdom, transforming our hearts and our communities for His glory. If you found this message inspiring, please subscribe to the Bible Glow channel and leave your questions in the comments.